With a look at Radio on the Go Sports for this Wednesday on KLMJ, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. We're going to start off with what's happening tonight to determine who gets to go to the state volleyball tournament. Regional final matches are being played across the land. The 8th-rated Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock volleyball team is one win away from their second consecutive Class 1A state tournament appearance. They'll take on Newell Fonda tonight in Fort Dodge. It's a rematch of last year's regional final in the same location at Fort Dodge Senior High. The 18-23 Cougars, however, under 500, they advanced with 3-0 sweeps of West Hancock and Rockford, then came back from to win a 3-1 match over Fort Dodge St. Edmund in Monday's regional semifinal. The Cougars got increased offensive production by setter Trevin Smith with 11 kills and Riley Metzger with 15. Head coach Jill Smith says a fast start while continuing to emphasize what's in the Cougars' control will be keys to a win tonight.
I think it's going to be, again, really working to control the ball on our side, controlling the controllables. Our passing is going to have to be tough once again because, like I said, we want to make sure that we're utilizing our middle hitters, and it's one point at a time.
Newell Fonda comes in with a record of 20 wins and 8 losses. They advanced with 3-0 sweeps of Kingsley Pearson and Siouxland Christian and a 3-1 win over Remsen St. Mary's in Monday's semifinal. So very similar to AGWSR there. And Kinsey Hinders leads that team with 335 kills. The team has served an impressive 96.1% efficiency. The match will air tonight from Fort Dodge Senior High for AGWSR on 104.9 KLMJ. Pre-game coverage at 6:40 with Joshua Hamlin. And followed by first serve at 7 p.m. Over on the Wave, 99 The Wave will have a broadcast of two area teams going head-to-head. And for the first time in more than a decade, 8th-rated Applington Parkersburg's volleyball team will play in a regional final. They face 12th-rated South Hardin. That match at Cedar Falls tonight. The Falcons advance to that match with Monday's gutsy 3-2 win over Central Springs, where they fought back from a 2-1 deficit at 33-8. It's the most wins by the AP program since the mid-2000s. Head coach Candace Clesby says the Falcons' collective grit and hard work has put themselves in a position to accomplish the goal of qualifying for the state tournament.
We've told them night in and night out, it's 0-0, and we're only thinking of the game that's in front of us. And so, like we've told them all year, you just keep putting yourselves in great positions. And it's all because of your work and your grit and just how hard you go. And so you've set yourself up now for an opportunity to make it back down to Coralville, which we have not done in a long time. And I know they're hungry for it. They're very, very hungry for it.
The Falcons will look for a better attack efficiency, but will strive to continue aggressive serving. After recording 12 aces in 2 service errors on Monday, they'll look to extend a season-long 10-match win streak. Now, the South Hardin Tigers are 35-8. They advanced with sweeps over Pocahontas Area and North Union. A powerful hitting team has attacked at a .215%. Ava Salvo leads with 360 kills. She, along with Allie Sheldahl and Clara Below, have 10 kills on Monday in the win over North Iowa, or North Union, that is. And it's the team's second regional final appearance in 3 years, as South Hardin having last made it to state in 2021 when they advanced to the state tournament. The Falcons are in their first regional final since 2012 and will be search of the program's first state tournament appearance since 08. Tonight's match for AP versus South Hardin airs on 99 The Wave, with audio commentary also available on the Falcon Activities Network on YouTube and Falcon TV on Dumont Telephone, cable channel 994. Pre-game coverage with John Mowinkle starts at 6:40, followed by first serve at 7 o'clock again from Cedar Falls. Number 1 Dyke New Hartford's volleyball team is one win away from its 4th straight state tournament appearance and will take on ACGC tonight in the regional final held in Nevada. The Wolverines are 46-0. They are the only undefeated team in Class 2A. They advanced with 3-0 sweeps of Woodward Granger and Ogden, giving up no more than 9 points in a set in those matches. In the win over Ogden, the Wolverines' attack efficiency was at 50%. ACGC is 21-10. They play second in the West Central Conference. They advance with sweeps over Panorama and then a 3-1 win over Southwest Valley. They're led by freshman Stella Largent with 308 kills. And the first service 7 o'clock tonight in Nevada for Dighton Hartford's regional final match. And also Grundy Center in action. We'll get to the scorecard here in just a little bit. The Iowa Falls Alden football team ended the season with a tough 41-12 home loss to Forest City in the non-playoff Week 9 matchup Friday. Forest City established early advantage in the contest with a 13-6 lead after the first quarter. Forest City added to their lead by establishing finishing their rushing attack that produced 257 yards as the Indians led 34-6 through three quarters. The Cadets were balanced offensively with 164 yards passing and 122 rushing while being limited to just two trips to the end zone on the night. Head coach Eric Walking says his Cadets appreciated the opportunity to play one more game at home and says this season was a success because of what it did for the team beyond its record.
I would take playing football like that, you know, every single day of the week, and, you know, you get an opportunity to go out and play one more game for your seniors, go out there in front of your home crowd, one more chance to play football, and we appreciated the opportunity. I watched a group of young men grow up and mature and do some things how they should do it and do what's right, and I was extremely proud for our guys. I would not trade this team for the world. This season was a success, and it was a great thing.
Senior quarterback Jaden Damiano ended the season with over 1,000 yards passing and over 1,000 yards rushing. The Cadets' defense was led by junior lineman Carter Weaver in the loss against the Indians, 7.5 tackles for Weaver. Iowa Falls Alden closes the season at 2-7 overall. After rolling to a win over North Dakota, the UNI Panthers get ready to visit Illinois State. The Panther football team is 3-1 in the Missouri Valley, and after rolling to the 27-0 upset win over then number 11, North Dakota.
I'm excited for what happened for us. You know, it's time to be done with it and move on from it, but also learn from it, just like we had to put up with and go through the experience of the previous game. Same with this one. Learn from this one just in a different energy, and then you got to shelf it and get ready for this team because Illinois State is, we've all said, is an excellent football team.
The Redbirds are 2-2 in the Valley. They've won the last two in the series.
They're always tough in the size of players they have. They're always a big team. They're always their quarterback, I think, is excellent. Okay, he transferred in out of Minnesota last year, and he's a pure quarterback.
And the game will kick off at 12 noon on 99. The Wave will join the pregame in progress following the Brothers Market Coach's Corner on 98.9 KQCR. Drake is the preseason favorite in the Missouri Valley basketball pool. The Bulldogs lost several key players from last year's basketball team that won the Valley Tournament title and went to the NCAA Tournament. And they to do it again, the coach Darren DeVries talks about doing that and the return of reigning conference player of the year, Tucker DeVries.
I do think it says maybe a little bit about the success you had the previous years with the guys you have returning, and you know, you try to live up to that. But the preseason rankings, as we talk about all the time with our team, are really don't indicate anything of what's going to play out in the upcoming season.
And DeVries talks about the transfer portal, which makes preseason polls even less reliable these days.
You know, this time of year with the portal now, especially, it's so hard to predict. I don't even know how you come up with one because rosters are so different than maybe where people finished with in March. So, you know, between graduation and the portal, it's really hard to really say who's going to do what.
And with veterans like Roman Penn, DJ Wilkins, and Garrett Sturts no longer playing, Tucker DeVries is taking on a bigger leadership role with Drake University. And speaking of college sports, men's college soccer yesterday saw Wartburg win both men's and women's soccer games against Buena Vista, 2-0 on the men's side and 5-0 over Buena Vista Beavers on the women's side of soccer. Today, again, regional championship volleyball is going on. Class 1A right here on KLMJ, AGWSR, is up against Newell Fonda tonight at 7 o'clock in Fort Dodge on 104.9 FM and RadioOnTheGo.com. Class 2A regional final in Nevada, Dyke New Hartford takes on ACGC. The 2A regional final volleyball match in Cedar Falls sees Applington Parkersburg versus South Hardin, our featured match on 99 The Wave to tune into tonight. And also another regional final, Grundy Center looking to get back to state. Third-rated Spartans take on 13th-rated West Burlington, and that'll be at Williamsburg tonight. That's Radio On The Go Sports for this Wednesday. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.